to live. Because anything you are informed about, if you inform yourself enough that you understand it, you've activated a pretty dominant vibration. And you can tell by the way you feel as you're throwing things at the television screen. That it's not downstream. And it's not a vibrational match to who you are. Your inner being isn't enjoying the presentation, you see. And so you have to understand that your inner being isn't this being that's separate and apart from you. Your inner being stands as the full embodiment of who you were before you came forth into this body and who you've become since. In other words, that's the ideal you over there thriving, calling you to it. And the way you know you're doing it is not through a test. It's by an emotional awareness and a determination that I'm going to feel as good as I can feel about this, and I'm going to feel as good as I can feel about this, and I'm going to feel as good as I can feel about this. And sometimes our physical friends will say, well, I will really be odd in my circle. And we say, for a while, and then they'll all go away and you'll have a new circle. And then they say, well, I'm not sure I want this circle to go away. It's my comfortable circle. And we say, well, you may be more comfortable in your disconnection from source until you've tasted your connection to source. But as you begin to taste the sweet feeling of relief that alignment with source is, that becomes your new addiction. I want to be in alignment with who I am. In fact, most people who are addicted to drugs, that's just the shortcut way that they're trying to get to that. Something more?
Yes. In the it sounds as if in many cases what's most toxic perhaps is our thoughts.
Can you hear him? Breathe deeply and let them hear you.
If what I hear you saying is correct, that a lot of what's...
Well, it is. Of course it is.
My correct understanding of what you're saying is that probably what may be most toxic is what we think about anything. So
we would not go so far to say that you could get really tuned up and then drink Clorox bleach, but we would go so far to say that if you're really tuned up, you wouldn't be stupid enough to drink Clorox bleach.
So it's about focusing on changing thoughts, which is what you consistently teach. That's where the other question comes out, which is, I've heard you say that you would rather see us in a moment of appreciation than in a moment of meditation. And during times when I sit quietly and meditate, I'm finding that I'm having a rampage. And what was originally my intent was to clear thoughts. I'm having moments of rampaging appreciative thoughts. So do I stay in the rampaging appreciative thoughts, or do I...
Let us clarify our reason for that. We have said we would rather see you in a state of appreciation than in a state of meditation. But we teach meditation because it's easier to teach you to quiet your mind and have no thought than it is to think pure positive thoughts on every subject. So meditation is a bridge that gives you a visceral sensation of what it feels like to be in alignment with source. But it is even more delicious to be in vibrational alignment with source with a fully active complement of thoughts going on in your mind. In other words, when you are allowing yourself to think thoughts while in full connection with source energy, you feel invincible, you feel complete, you feel satisfied, you feel wise, you feel sure, you feel confident, you feel how it feels from your broader non-physical perspective, you see. And so don't try to make it one thing or the other. In other words, what we most want is that you can find every kind of trick in the world to help yourself release resistance. If you are depressed and you find anger, we're rooting for you because we know that that anger has so much less resistance in it than that depression had. If you are frightened and you get really mad, you have turned downstream. In other words, that is an improvement. And this goes back to the first thing that we were saying to you. We want you to be aware of the relationship between where you are and where you want to be so that any slight improvement is satisfaction for you. And so the difference between meditation And appreciation is moving way up the emotional scale. That's the difference between having no